This is NPR News from Washington.
This is KUNM. I'm Bryce Dix. A recent paper highlights the challenges that utility-scale solar projects pose to big game, like elk and deer across the region. KUNM's Emma Gibson with the Mountain West News Bureau has more for us.
The federal government expects solar energy could account for as much as 40% of the nation's electricity by 2035. Hall Sawyer is the lead author on a paper that he says is the first to look at the industry's impact on big game. They monitored pronghorn populations in Wyoming before and after a solar facility was built. One of the issues was the fencing's impact on herd movement.
I think in general, the better approach is going to be try to make these things permeable to wildlife rather than trying to deter wildlife from them.
He suggests facilities build outside big game habitat, but when they can't, to add wildlife paths through the fenced site. Sawyer says that with trial and error, developers can determine how big these spaces should be. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Gibson.
This content is